Door. Banzai, rent security, freeze turkeys, you're under arrest. Hands up, reach for the sky, on the floor, everybody down. This is a raid.
It was a pretty impressive raid. One of the best of my whole career. There I stood in the middle of the chicken house with 28 pairs of chicken eyes staring at me. They had their wings raised over their heads, and I had their full attention. I must admit that, well, I kind of enjoyed this, you know, being on center stage, so to speak, and having the full, undivided attention of an audience. I know they were only a bunch of dumb chickens, but still, it was kind of fun. I swaggered across the room, glaring into every pair of eyes. Okay, what's been going on in here? Silence. We know you birds have been up to something. We've been watching this place for weeks. We have the names of everyone who's come and gone. You might as well come clean and make it easy on yourselves. Who wants to go first? The chickens glanced around, but no one spoke. I moved around the circle of nests until I came to a familiar face. You there, stand up and spread your wings. I'll have to frisk you. Move! It was a rooster and he didn't move. He said,
lay upon me, pooch, and I'll show you what these spurs are for, is what I'll do.
Were you aware that roosters have sharp little horns on their feet? They do, and they're called spurs. Every once in a while, we run into a blowhard rooster who thinks he can scare us by threatening to use his spurs on our nose, eyebrows, lips, ears, and other sensitive parts. Ha! What a joke. One good snap from a dog's enormous jaws will fix those spurs, and two good snaps will fix the rooster who's wearing them. On the other hand, I saw no good reason for pushing this crisis into a deadly combat situation. After all, I had come to rescue the dumb birds from something. See, one of us had to be wise enough and mature enough to defuse the bomb of anger and violence, and it appeared that it would have to be me. Hence, I decided on my own free will to ignore the rooster's provocatory remark. Okay, JT, have it your way. This time, we'll let it slide, but only because I'm mature enough to spare you from your own big mouth.
I ain't got a mouth. I got a beak.
Fine, you got a big beak.
And the reason you're letting it slide, Boots, is that you remember what I done to you the last time we squared off.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure you do. I come within an inch of spurring your ears off.
You must have me confused with some other dog.
And I'll tell you something else, mister.
He leaned forward and stuck his beak into my face.
You've got your nerve busting in here in the middle of the night and calling us turkeys. We ain't turkeys. We're chickens. And proud of it, too.
I never said you were turkeys.
Sure you did. I heard it myself. You come a-bustin' in here and yelling at the top of your lungs, freeze, turkeys. That's exactly what you said. And if you don't believe me, ask Elsa. She heard you, too.
I pushed his beak out of my face. For your information, Featherbed, we always say that when we make a forced entry. The freeze turkey command is part of the procedure we follow.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you're gonna bust into a chicken house, you oughta say, freeze chickens. It don't make sense to be yelling and carrying on about turkeys in a chicken house.
It doesn't make sense, JT, because you don't have any sense to begin with. Now shut your trap and let's get on with my interrogation. In case you haven't figured it out, the guy I was about to interrogate was JT Cluck, the head rooster. I'd never had much use for the guy, and now I was fixing to give him a merciless grilling.